From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Two dairy cooperatives from the U.S. and Europe are looking to enter a partnership that would help market whey. AgWeb.com reports Arla Foods and Foremost Farms met in Denmark last month and formalized what could become a partnership between the two cooperatives. The partnership would capitalize on Arla Foods' extensive ingredient knowledge and strong sales channels, while utilizing high-quality whey from Foremost Farms. While the trade war with China has impacted prices and profitability for many American farmers, some garlic growers see the dispute and the new 10% tariff as an opportunity. Gilroy, California grower Ken Christopher tells AgWeb.com even though the tariff will not equal out prices, it will make it less profitable for Chinese growers and will make an impact when dealing in millions of pounds of garlic. USDA data shows China produced 80% of the world's garlic in 2016, the U.S. 5%. Progressive groups opposed to nutrition assistance cuts and environmental provisions in the House-passed Farm Bill say Congress would be better passing no new legislation unless it's similar to the Senate version. Food Policy Action Executive Director Monica Mills tells AgriPulse no farm bill is better than a bad farm bill. The chair and ranking Democrats of the House and Senate Ag Committees have been struggling to resolve a series of disputes, but remain committed to reaching an agreement Congress can consider after the November elections. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.